Rebecca.
And I'm Kaylin.
And you are tuning in to Sociologic here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the very top of Burnaby Mountain.
We're stoked to be your host for the next hour, exploring local and global events using sociological perspectives. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the last episode of Sociologic.
The last ever one.
Very tragic. I know. Everybody grab your tissues. I know you're going to be sad, but
the tears
it's okay.
Will be flowing.
As always, I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Rebecca.
And we are broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain, which is located on the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations unceded land. Thanks for tuning in today. We appreciate y'all. We especially appreciate y'all who have been here for a while and have been tuning in consistently. We hope that we have given you some good stuff to listen to. Rebecca, what do we have in store today for our
in store
lovely
today,
listeners?
We have a nice mix of music. We have a little bit more music than usual programming for us because it's the final episode. So we didn't want to go into a topic that we couldn't finish.
Yeah.
That would just, I mean, as much as I love a cliffhanger, that just might be a bit sad because we would never be able to finish it. So yeah, we got some music and then we're going to probably just have a chat about, I don't know, the show.
The implications, what we've learned.
What we've learned.
Also,
what we want you to take away from the show.
I would like to say, we did record this way in the past because as you may notice, I am here. And
plot twist, Kaylin came
twist.
Back.
No, that would be crazy. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm probably either backpacking or raft guiding. So go outside, go touch grass is my big.
That's for future Kaylin.
We can end the episode now. That's all I need to tell.
The lasting message of sociology, touch grass.
Go touch grass. So let's start this up. Rebecca, what have you learned? What was your favorite thing we talked about on the show?
My favorite thing we talked about? I think one of my favorite episodes was the one where we... It was, I think, literally our second episode, third maybe, where we spoke about meaningless labor and meaningless jobs, because I feel like that was a really good and, like, relevant piece, and I think that was when we really got to, like, sink our teeth into.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that one was just a really good episode in general. I think when you look back at the episodes where we play less music, it tends to be, like, the better episodes because you can just tell we just had so much to talk about because we almost always had songs that we wanted to play that then just get pushed to the week after because we never play them because we underestimate how much we have to say. Yeah, underestimate.
Yes.
Yeah, underestimate, not
frequently.
Overestimate.
That's what when we had all of that stuff about society, that was really supposed to be one episode. And then we ended up
and it went
just
through
adding and adding and adding. Super fun. That was a really fun one. I enjoyed that. And for those of you who didn't listen, it was
go listen.
Go listen. You can find it on cjsf.ca under Sociologic Tuesday 8 p.m. or 7 to 8 p.m. And I generally it's just about how a lot of jobs are not we're not doing jobs that are fulfilling and are meaningful, and that's a waste of time. We should work less.
I think also alongside that one, the social media addiction one we did.
That's what I was gonna say was my
favorite. Because I'm pretty sure that was the episode we both came out of the studio and were like, that was a good one. You get like a gut feeling, you're like, that one.
I liked what we had to say. There was also just I feel like of the people in our age demographic, along with other age demographics as well. But it's just an especially relevant one when you see so many people around you suffering from social media addiction.
Yeah.
It's very relevant, I would say.
Absolutely, Completely agree. I mean, those are just like two of the highlights. I mean, they're all pretty amazing episodes. And I think if you haven't listened to every single one, you should.
Yes. Go listen.
We have great little yapping.
Yes. Also, Rebecca just has the best radio voice. So. Rebecca, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Because at about this time, because again, we're filming this or recording this on an undisclosed date.
From an undisclosed location. That we definitely didn't disclose at the start.
Yeah, so, but you're about, in the future, you'll be about to leave.
Yeah.
And speaking about socialization and everything, which mm-hmm. we talked about in some of our earliest episodes, mm-hmm. That was our third episode, is what I'm, how would mm-hmm. you say that being in Canada has socialized you to be different? So just kind of a different way of thinking about this is, what are some ideas and practices will you be taking back to the UK?
Oh my God. Okay. Put me on the spot.
Got him.
Definitely the amount of time I've spent in nature and outside has definitely been a lot more over here. Despite feeling like I'm on my phone a lot, because obviously keeping in contact and time difference wise with the people I have back home, I do feel like I'm on my phone a lot less over here.
Ooh.
Which I find interesting, because I think I feel like I'm on my phone more because I've noticed I've been on my phone less,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
than when I'm back home. So definitely that being one thing is like the amount of time I've spent outside and the amount of time I spent away from my phone.
Like I said, go touch grass.
Sorry, I got a cough. And as well, I've done a lot more reading because of that. And I always sit back home, it's like, I want to read more. And then I just get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
I was suffering a lot from doom scrolling.
Yes.
And everything.
It's an ailment.
Yeah, so definitely that. Because I've managed to read. So I've managed to read one full book in the space of a month here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like recent. And then I finished my Maze Runner book, which is, it's a very traumatic topic for me, because my Maze Runner book took like well over a year to read, because I kept forgetting about it and then forgetting what was written that was different from the movies, and then going back to the beginning and then stopping again like three quarters of the way through. So it did take me like well over a year, but I finished that whilst I was in Vancouver, and I've started Scorch Trials now.
Yippee.
So I'm like,
and probably maybe don't take this the wrong way, but maybe, I'm not trying to jinx it, but
yeah,
maybe by the time this episode airs, you will have finished Scorch Trials.
I know, and the thing is, I purposely only bought Scorch Trials back over from home, because I was like, it took me over a year to finish the first one. There is no way I'm going to fit. Like, if I do finish it, I'm not getting onto the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, but the next one's sitting on my night table back home.
Ugh.
So I was like, so if I finish Scorch Trials, I'm like, that's it. I would have finished all the books I brought with me to Canada. Which
Ooh,
I think,
la la.
And the one that I bought over here as well. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
that's a big like thing that I will take back for sure, is reading more than watching TV. Because I will admit I'm a big TV watcher. I've watched, all the books I'm reading are all from like my favorite movies. Because I never read the books, and everyone's like, the books are so much better. So
live, love, Thomas know. Brody Sangster.
Ugh, I Dylan O'Brien. Absolutely. But yeah, I think those two are like some of the main things. Also, I think I've hung, like in my, say, weekly schedule, I hang out a lot more with friends
mm-hmm.
than I do back home, which may sound strange, but like hear me out for a second. I hang out with my friends a lot when I'm at university, because I live with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like my university friends are there all the time. When I go back home, my school friends that I saw all the time at school live in like neighboring villages and things, where it's very difficult to actually see one another if neither one of us has access to a car.
Mm-hmm.
The public transport is not great. So it's a lot harder to see some of my friends often when I'm back home, despite like when I'm at uni and things. Because I would think, I used to see these people like every day at school, day in and day out, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Go to university, make all my friends at university who I then like live with and see day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
Even on the weekends, whereas I can't do that anymore with my friends at home. But here it seems, I think maybe I've made more of a priority of like, or the public transport's definitely better here as well, but prioritizing seeing people on my days off and on my weekends when I'm
yeah.
not at the radio doing my work. So
for sure,
spending a lot more time organizing and making plans and committing to the plans and
mm-hmm.
sticking with them. I think also is something I want to take back. I have already like FaceTimed, like I'm speaking of this in the past, so this is like when this airs way in the past, before leaving, talking with people back home of like plans I want to do before I go back to university, because some of them are graduating this year, some of them are going into like 9-to-5 jobs after this, some of them are going back to uni to like either do further studies or finish their degrees, so we're all over the place back home now. And so I was like, no guys, I'm committing. I will organize all these plans. You all just have to show up. Yes. That's it. I will do all the organizing, but we all need to hang out more, and we all need to hang out without it being in an alcohol-induced setting is one thing as well, because UK culture is so big on pub gardens and drinking beers on a sunny day, which is really nice. It's a really nice environment, but it's also, there's other things to do.
Yes.
And we don't do those things nearly enough.
Yes.
So those are probably the things I'm taking back with me.
For sure. I feel like I totally understand that, like, when you're living with people, it's very easy to just, like, always hang out with them. But it's, you can't forget. I feel like this is also important for, like, all relationships, romantic relationships. Like, if you're spending so much time together, it's also fun to plan time together, to think about things.
Not just
go on little friendship dates.
Yeah, not just, like, bed rotting. Like, I think one of my closest friends from university, I met her first year. She moved into my accommodation within the second week. We became best friends. We're each other's closest friends at uni, and I've lived with her for 2 years. And I do think, like, we did hang out. Like, we would go to the gym and we would do study stuff together, and she would come down to visit me where I live, and I would go up and visit her where she lives, normally at home. And that's more when we plan stuff to do. When we were at university, because we lived in the same place, it was just chilling in each other's bedrooms, or like we would go out clubbing together with our other friends and things,
for sure.
And I was like, but like they could be doing so much more, but you forget that when you see them day in and day out, and you're just living life with them. It's like, oh, I need to do a grocery shop, do you want to come with, do you need to do one too,
yeah,
and type of thing,
which is also fun. It's I love living alongside people, but you got to make sure you're also doing fun things with them, get your good hangouts in.
I just think, like, I don't know, prioritizing actually like hanging out, making memories, rather like outside of just sitting in someone's house.
Yeah, especially because sometimes when you drink you don't forget it, so then you don't get the memories.
Yeah, because like as well, like I have so many great memories with one of my childhood best friends, where one of our favorite things to do is, because we both had cars, was just driving to a McDonald's. We'd get like a milkshake, sit in the car park, debrief, because she didn't go to uni, so when I come back, I'd be like debriefing, and then we'd go for about an hour and a half long drive, singing songs and like just screaming. And it's always like in the evenings, because she was working in the police force, so she had like she had weird hours
for sure
and stuff. And when I was back from uni, was obviously limited, so but I was like, we were actually doing something. It wasn't like much, but we weren't just sitting in each other's bedrooms.
Yeah,
like that's what you did when, like that's what I did when I wasn't allowed out of the house on my own when I was a kid, type of thing. It's like, now I'm 20. Yeah. I need to be I could go outside with my friends.
Well, actually, you're 21 now.
Oh, that's so true. I'm 21 now. Oh, God, that's scary.
Yes. Next
adulting
week. Adulting. Yeah. That's
oh,
exciting.
Oh, God, literally.
Sorry. Oh, gosh, I just spoiled when we're recording this.
Well, not only for me, because they don't know my birthday.
sneak.
But, yeah, what about you, though? Because you're not Canadian, you're from Seattle. What are you taking from Canada back to Seattle, considering this is what, your second year over there?
I think what I'm excited about going back is I'm gonna be missing it, which is really nice, because I this year, through a multiple of different ways, including rowing and kayaking and just hanging out with friends and doing lots of things with like big groups of people and small groups of people and all of these things, I've grown a lot closer with a lot of my friends here, and built a lot more substantiated friendships. And so I'm gonna miss people, which is really nice. And also, I think there's just different things that my friends do up here, or like, I mean, anytime you interact with people, you want to I feel like I try and pick up on their best attributes and integrate them into how I live my life. So some of my friends are super thoughtful, and so now I'm like working on being more thoughtful, and other of my friends like are good at organizing things, so I want to like organize them, or having deep conversations, etc. Just kind of trying to integrate these things into my life more. I think also just all of the knowledge I've learned in this past year, I'll be taking that back to be able to go back to America and have some critical analysis and make sure that I'm using what I learned to help talk to other people and educate other people on the state of our world.
I wonder what the world's going to be like in when this airs.
Yes.
Is there going to be anything really significant that's changed?
Yes. It'll be crazy. Maybe the aliens will invade. Ooh la la.
Maybe. Shall we have some songs?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're doing something different in the fact that we're doing blocks of songs versus usually we do like one song. So I don't know if there's a specific order you want to go in. We have some listed down.
Yeah, let's start out with Sunday Soda. This was recommended by a friend of ours, and I've only ever listened to half of it, but nice. It sounded really good. It's by the French Cassettes.
Okay.
We'll follow that up with what?
Shall we follow that up with Babe Can I Call by The Hunna?
One of my absolute
favorite London bands that I've played a lot on my time here at CJSF, so I feel like it's kind of fitting to at least play them one more time.
Right.
For me.
And finally, we'll play Bad Romance by Igor and the Red Elvises. This is a Ukrainian, German, Russian mix of folk music situation. I saw them live in White Salmon, and it was the coolest experience ever. Everybody was so dancing and having so much fun and so much glitter, and it was just awesome.
Amazing.
But yeah, stay tuned. We'll be back in a second.
1, 2, 3.
Three red lights. No.
feel it too. I can hear the 75, you know it's our tune. She's speaking to me, but all I hear is you. A flashback to a time when you still thought I was cool. And babe, are you home?
Your love, 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 I want your love. I want your drama, the touch of your hand. I want your flavor, start a kiss in the sand. I want your love, 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 I want your love. Know that I want you, know that I need you. I want it bad, your bad romance.
Alrighty, y'all. Welcome back. We hope you like those songs. Again, we are Sociologic, broadcasting CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby. Moving forward with our last episode of Sociologic.
The saddest day of the calendar year.
Yeah, I did have to give Rebecca 4 boxes of tissues during that song
I'm
break.
Stopping, so.
Yeah. Makeup, you know, smeared. It's horrible.
Igor and the Red Elvises, it really took it out of me.
Yeah, Bad Romance. It's a heart-wrenching song.
completely gut-wrenching.
Yes. But yeah, so moving forward, we're going to start talking about some of the things we hope you got from Sociologic, some of the things we got from Sociologic, mm-hmm. and just kind of wrap it all up and nicely with a bow.
That's neat, yeah.
Shall we start with them or us?